Hey, it's a great day, and you're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast. This is episode 8. Cue the music. Johnny, music. The music, Johnny.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
Hi, everybody. This is Beth Ann from Brilliant Business Moms. So last week on the podcast in episode 5, What I'm Learning This Week episode, I discussed 4 great tips to increase engagement on your Facebook page. By engagement, I mean receiving more comments, more likes, and therefore getting your posts pushed out into the newsfeed more often to reach more of your fans. This week, we'll talk about Facebook again, along with other forms of social media, but we'll focus on the types of social media that will get you the most shares for your content. Shares are really important in order to get new eyes to see your content and your brand and become familiar with you. It's also important because it allows you to position yourself as an expert within a given field as your tips or information become widely spread. People will remember, for example, if you are the person talking about starting a business as a stay-at-home mom and you share some great tips on that or some great stats on that, the more widely shared that information is, the more people will remember, oh, the Brilliant Business Moms. They really know what they're talking about when it comes to moms starting a business. So these tips I learned this week come from the Social Media Marketing Podcast with Michael Stelzner. This comes from episode 78. In this episode, he talks with Donna Moritz about leveraging the power of visual social media. She talks about the top 5 types of visual media that will get you the most shares and the most reaction. The 5 types are 1, tips, 2, how-tos, 3, quotes, 4, checklists, and 5, infographics. Okay, so let's break this down a bit. The reason why tips and how-tos are so great is that people love to be useful. Especially as moms, we love to share our best tips for things like getting our kids to nap, for getting them to eat their vegetables, whatever the case may be. So no matter what your niche in your business is, you can offer some great tips to your fans that if they find extremely useful, they're going to share that with other people they know. The other thing you can do here to not only increase shares, but increase visits to your website is offer maybe 3 tips overlaid on the image itself, and then make a little note for people to click through to learn another 3 tips. And by how-to, we don't necessarily mean that you have to do this great big DIY project for your home. We're not talking about how to build a built-in bookcases or something like that. The how-to can be as simple as how to take great photos on your phone or how to make the most of nap time to get your work done. So the 3rd type of visual media here are checklists. This is pretty self-explanatory, but again, these can just be great reminders that might seem like common sense, but someone might forget them when they're in the middle of that particular task. One example would be 10 must-have items to pack for your next trip with your toddler. Again, you can use the same strategy here of maybe offering some of the checklist on the Facebook post or the Pinterest post itself, and then making a note that people can click through to get the full blog post and the full checklist on your website. You can also make checklists super easy by turning them into a printable PDF that people can grab right on your site. So you can print it out, stick it on their fridge, and if you've got your branding on it, that's one more way that people will find out about you. So the 4th type of visual media that you want to be using are quotes. And this is something that Sarah and I are already doing a lot of on our Brilliant Business Moms Facebook page. Quotes are a great way to inspire your audience, to encourage them. And one thing I've noticed that really helps to get more shares is, let's say if you have a quote about nurses, and it's a quote that talks about them being helpful or compassionate or just really appreciating nurses, you can put right within your Facebook post, click share if you agree, or click share if you know a special nurse in your life who could use more appreciation. And it's really interesting because just by putting in your post that people should share it, you will be way more likely to get shares. And I know when I've run across these posts on my Facebook newsfeed, you almost feel guilty if you don't share it. If you agree that, oh yeah, mom should be getting more appreciation, or yes, I do know a lot of great nurses, and you don't share that inspirational quote, you're like, oh, that's mean. I need to share it because this is a true quote. So that's just another great way to get others to share your content. So two great resources that are either free or ridiculously inexpensive that you can use to create some great visual media are PicMonkey and Canva. PicMonkey, there's a free version, but there's also a version that's really low cost, maybe $5 a month to get access to all of their premium features, like some really fun fonts, some more creative, fun graphics. And Canva has their own stock photos that are built right into the website for $1 each. Another great resource that we love to use for stock photos is dollarphotoclub.com. They have an incredible collection of stock photos of just about anything you can think of. They have beautiful nature scenes, but they also have scenes of moms, just whatever your business is about, Dollar Photo Club will have something that fits the bill. And these are royalty-free stock photos that you can purchase at $1 each as well. So the fifth form of visual media, infographics, they're a little trickier to explain on an audio podcast, but these are really just images that explain information. Maybe you have lots of stats to share with your audience, for example, on how Etsy is growing and why it's a great marketplace. Or maybe you have stats on the number of moms who are starting their own businesses. An infographic is an excellent way to display the information so that the viewer can quickly and easily make sense of it. I'm sure you remember in school, in high school or college, seeing pie charts, bar graphs, these kind of things. They're pretty bland. They're pretty boring. But an infographic will take those types of figures and stats and turn it into something that's really visually compelling. So your viewer will be learning something, but also will find it visual pleasing and be more likely to share that information with others. One great resource that I just learned about that will help you create some really amazing infographics is called PictoChart. That's PicToChart.com. And again, we'll have this link up on our Brilliant Business Mom webpage, so don't worry there. You can find it at brilliantbusinessmoms.com/8. PictoChart has a free version, and it also has a $29 a month version with just some extra options for your graphics, your images, and a high-res option for downloading and sharing the infographic that you create. But go ahead and check them out. Give them a try. I think you'll find that no matter what niche you're in, there are a lot of really compelling, great infographics that you can create. And I know we've all seen these on Pinterest, but you can post them on your Facebook page as well, and people are really compelled to share information that's organized in a pleasing way. To sum up, here are the five forms of visual media that you should be incorporating into your social media strategy in order to get more shares and position yourself as an expert within your field. The five forms are 1, tips, 2, how-tos, 3, quotes, 4, checklists, and 5, infographics. And don't worry if you didn't catch all of that information. I know this was kind of packed with a lot of stuff. You can just head on over to brilliantbusinessmoms.com/8 for the show notes, examples of each type of visual media mentioned, and links to all the resources we mentioned here. Thank you so much for tuning in, you guys. We're so grateful to have you. And if you love what you're hearing, we'd be so appreciative if you'd click right over to the ratings and reviews tab and let us know how we're doing. So that wraps up our show for today. Now it's your turn to head out there and be brilliant.